The judge, based on two facts, convicted me to 6 months imprisonment and suspended the sentence for 2 years. So basically putting me on a 2-year probation. If I don't behave well, then I go to jail. And what are those two facts the judge used to convict me? That I published a book in Portugal and that I lodged a criminal complaint here based on the book for the Angolan authorities to investigate the atrocities I reported in my book.
Did they deny any of the allegations? Did they prove anything?
They didn't prove anything. There was no discussion of the fact or of the cases I reported in my book. Also because on the 21st of May, I offered some explanations to the court which led the generals to withdraw the charges and also the public prosecutor to agree with that statement and then also to drop the need for evidence to be heard and for the witnesses to be heard.
When we spoke with you yesterday, you mentioned that the generals and the prosecutor had asked you to make a patriotic statement. Do you think you should have made that statement? And do you blame yourself because of what happened now?
No, I don't blame myself because this is a process in which I demonstrated a sense of honesty and integrity. And also because what I said in court, it's true that I presented my diligence to the managers of the companies owned by the generals and not directly by the generals. Of course, it's like you working for Voice of America. When you want to contact a government official, you contact that office. If they don't pass the information above, it is not your fault.
Rafael, so what are the conditions for your suspended sentence? Are you allowed to practice as a journalist or what?
The condition is so preposterous because now the judge says that I have an agreement with the generals. Where is that agreement? The book was published in Portugal. What jurisdiction does he have over Portugal?
Quite interesting. Quite interesting. So what are you going to do? Do you intend to stay in Luanda, in Angola, or what are your plans?
Of course I intend to stay. These individuals are wrecking this country. The bad ones are the ones who must leave, not me. Why do people with integrity are always asked to leave? So the devilish ones, the corrupt, the authoritarians, the incompetent, stay in place and stay in power and do whatever they want. We must change that mindset.